All right, it's Dave Player back with you on 720 WGN. The Andrea Darlis is moderating a Museum of Broadcast Communications virtual event this Monday, Women in Radio, and to talk about it all, she joins us tonight. What's up, neighbor?
Hey, my friend. How are you doing, Dave Player? It's been a long time since we've been on the air together.
Okay, did you read my Facebook post about this?
Yes, and you know what? I went back and I remembered that. It was 10 years ago.
Literally, like when you were doing news anchoring in the mornings and Cochran was hosting, I'd come on and we'd talk and stuff. But when it comes to you and I just having conversations on the air, it was almost 10 years ago when I was filling in overnight for Bill Luff. I think it was midnight to six and Brandmeier was hosting mornings. We had an hour, you, me, and Mary Vandeveld. And that's the only time we've ever really spoken on air, which is crazy to me.
It's crazy to me because I know, we all talk all the time.
On GM, I should say.
But you're right, on the radio together like that, making the magic of radio together. Boy, I can't believe it's been 10 years. That's crazy. There are times, Dave, where I'll say something like, oh, I remember that news story that was last year or 2 years ago or, you know, and in actuality,
it's 20.
Like you just said, it'll be 15 years ago.
Here's a really cool thing. This is the second event that you're hosting for the Broadcast Museum, which we're both involved with. And, you know, we're celebrating 100 years of radio throughout the whole year. You're hosting a series of conversations called Women in Radio. And what is the exact name to the event that you're hosting on Monday?
I wanted to call it Dictator. I wanted to call it Dictator or Director versus Dictator,
mm-hmm.
because, you know, women, but the title was changed by the powers that be at the museum. Can you be an effective boss without being called a bee?
Yeah, right, a biatch. Because
I hesitated even saying that. I said, I'm getting very, like, prudish in my old age here.
Yeah.
But, you know, it really is the discussion and the talk of women. We're celebrating 100 years in radio mm-hmm. at the museum, and it's Women's History Month. So we did a panel a few weeks ago with some female hosts, Joan Esposito, Melissa Forman, and Bonnie DeShong. And incidentally, Anna DeVlantis was supposed to be on our panel too, but she was not able to be on, mm-hmm. on the panel. Mm-hmm. She had a family thing going on. But we had these conversations, Dave, and it is so important, and, you know, for Women's History Month too, that there are still so few female solo hosts in radio.
True.
You know, there's always the female sidekick or the co-host, but and I know that's changing, you know, obviously with the women that I just mentioned, Anna and Melissa. And so this panel is news directors, big time bosses. You know, we're talking Julie Mann, we're talking Melody Spann Cooper, who's a, mm-hmm. a legend in her own right.
Absolutely.
Monica Ang, Annette Flournoy, Liz Jimenez, you know, so these women. So it's this wonderfully diverse panel of these women who have been such names in Chicago radio for decades. And we're just going to talk about their, not, I don't want to say their struggles, but their journeys, Dave.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah.
Because, you know, everybody started, you know, everybody in our field starts small market. You work your way up. But, you know, I do feel it is harder for women in many ways, not just with you know, the equal pay day being day before yesterday, but just to kind of break ahead and to break that glass ceiling.
But I mean,
we've been having these discussions, and it's just a wonderful, healthy conversation to have.
But it's also, you know, it comes from an area, you know, when you think about the 60s, 70s, 80s, and maybe even to the 90s, and maybe even today. I mean, sometimes you're in a company where it's a boys club, and you got to fight your way to get the job that you want and get to the top. So, you know, everybody has seen that in their career, and you have a great lineup of guests that are going to talk just about that.
Yeah, and you know what, Dave, I have to tell you, the museum, and thank you for bringing me on board, too, because the Museum of Broadcast Communication, I think, is such an understated gem in the city. You know, I remember back in the day when we were at the Cultural Center.
Oh, yeah.
And you could make a resume tape, mm-hmm. you know, and we're mm-hmm. getting back to, you know, under your leadership and the board, we're really trying to make it an educational tool again. And what better way to reemerge from the pandemic than celebrating 100 years in radio? I mean, what a feat. What an accomplishment.
Absolutely is. And again, this event, Women in Radio, celebrating 100 years of radio at the Museum of Broadcast Communications, it's a virtual event. It's, again, Monday, March 29th, which is Monday, 7 o'clock Central. You can register at tinyurl.com/MBC events. Or for more information, go to the NBC Facebook page or museum.tv. Always a pleasure.
Join our panel. It's going to be a great discussion. And to have all these women in the same Zoom room, it's an honor and a privilege. And thank you so much for letting me talk to you about it, Dave.
Anytime. See you soon.